The smooth sound of Grover Washington Jr.'s hit Wine Light have become synonymous around these parts with one thing, Lights Out Jazz on Allegheny Mountain Radio. Recently, I sat down with the Duke of Jazz, Pete Pitard, to talk about his 20-year anniversary as the host of the show. How are you doing, Duke?
Fine, just considering that I just retired and this COVID-19 pandemic's been hitting us. And so I've been at home just kind of grooving along with my home collection of smooth jazz.
Wine Light by Grover Washington Jr.
Right.
Can you just talk about that song? What made you pick that song and stick with it for the intro for so long?
I borrowed it from KIFM in San Diego many, many years ago. Art Good was on every night, smooth jazz, when it first really became smooth jazz. And he used it as his theme, and I fell in love with it. Now, besides the fact that Grover Washington Jr. really is the father of this smooth jazz movement, he took fusion jazz and improv jazz and blended it together to come out with this melodic sound, a great sax band. And so he's really the father of it.
Have you always been a jazz enthusiast?
Yes. Although when I first started out, when I was 17, 16 years of age, the little place where I lived, Barstow, California, had a radio station, and a group of us radio club members played what was then rock and roll.
And when you started out, who were some of the musicians that you were listening to?
Louis Armstrong and that kind of groove. And then back into Miles Davis and that kind of thing. But this really caught my interest. Of course, my children, the girls, Katie and Susan, think that I was just out of my mind because it was music without words. When I got here as a teacher, I heard about the radio station, and Jeanette Robinson at that time worked in the library. And so I got to talking with her, and she said, well, why don't you come over sometime, and we'll show you. And Jeanette worked the first 2 hours on Wednesday evening with her Americana music. And she was also kind of my producer, because she would go out and get these smooth jazz artists to send free samples like they do now. And so I started out with some of my personal collection and then grew that. And then smoothjazz.com, which is a service that checks and sees how many records are playing and comes out with a top 100 list, which I usually use, contacted me and said, we want you to be a contributor. So I said, whoa, you realize I'm only on once a week? And they said, yeah. And so I started coming in, and Jeanette decided to kind of semi-retire, and so I took over the 6 to 10 p.m. slot.
I asked Pete to talk about some of the connections he's made in the jazz community over the years.
Dave Koz.
Okay.
He's contacted a couple of times now. He's in rarefied air. In fact, he's coming out with a new album here in a couple of days. And then when I was living in San Diego, Fat Burger, which was a small jazz group that played smooth jazz, was one of the people that I got interested in. In fact, I didn't realize it, but my former wife actually taught the guy in Fat Burger, the lead guy, in English in high school. And so we kept up a connection. In fact, they're starting to come back now.
In the 20 years that you've been doing the show, have you noticed or seen a change in the genre?
No. In fact, after I got started a couple of years, the genre kind of faded out. There was a big turmoil, and a lot of stations dropped this kind of music format. In fact, we were some of the only ones that were playing smooth jazz while other stations completely changed. Now it's starting to come back, but it's been the same kind of music. Chuck always refers to it as a lot of sax and, and guitars. And of course, Chuck and Heather do their jazz show on Tuesday nights. And that is true, although there's also piano and stuff like that. But it's been pretty steady and pretty much the same. And there's a lot of indie artists that are up and coming that are starting to get into this genre and play smooth jazz.
Stay tuned for part two of this story, in which Pete talks about some of his highlights over the 20 years and has a message for anyone interested in volunteering. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Danny Cardwell.